The Red Nation interview series is brought to you by Derby Star Canada. Visit derbystar.ca and see specialty soccer balls designed with development in mind for all ages. Play soccer with quality like the German and Dutch at derbystar.ca.
You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Welcome to the Red Nation Podcast Interview Series. My name is Steve Botcher, and recently I had the chance to speak with midfielder AJ Gray. In this interview, AJ and I discuss his recent campaign with OPS in Finland, playing for Toronto FC in the club's inaugural season in 2007, and his experiences as a Canadian pursuing a professional career in Europe. And now, AJ Gray. So AJ, we're finally getting to chat after, some family emergencies, a snowstorm here in Toronto. But you're back in Toronto. You've just completed your recent campaign with OPS in Finland, and your recent professional playing days have been in Finland. How would you classify your time in Finland and the progress that you've made there?
Hey Steve, just want to say thank you for having me on the call, and it's good to connect with you finally. Well, the last couple of years for me have been an absolute blessing to be in Finland and to experience the life and the football there, and also the culture as well. And it's been very good, man, very good. It was just hard getting in and getting used to the culture and, of course, the language barrier, but Finland has been absolutely wonderful for me, for my life experiences and for football in general. So also I've learned a lot while playing in Finland. So I think it's been pretty positive for me, man.
Yeah, you know, there's been recent news around TFC in Vancouver and their USL Pro clubs, and you know, things seem to be changing very rapidly here in Canada. You know, as a Canadian professional footballer, your story is an interesting one, and you know, it's one that maybe has some common threads with other Canadian players, and then some other things that are unique. So, you know, starting now, I wanted to sort of look back a little bit. You began your professional career with Toronto FC back in 2007 for the club's inaugural season, when you were still a teenager. What are your recollections of your time with TFC, and what stands out the most from that first season as a professional player?
Well, I remember back then when the opportunity came about just to play for a professional team in my home city. At that age, I think I was about 18 years old, so just to have that opportunity to play at home in front of my family was amazing. So I grasped it, and I grabbed the opportunity and made the best of it. You know, I feel becoming a professional at that age was a bit of a challenge and a learning experience for me. The reason I say that is because the football culture in Canada back then wasn't what it is today. So it was a bit more challenging, I would say, for a young kid to break into a professional team, especially being an expansion team to the MLS at that time in the first year, in the first season. So it was a bit difficult. But no regrets whatsoever. It was an amazing experience to play for Toronto. They are a great club. And, yeah.
Prior to signing with TFC, you already had some international experiences playing with the U16 and U17 Canadian national teams. And you had options to go to both the NCAA and Europe. You know, given that hindsight shows that Toronto FC might not have been a great place for a young player in 2007, just, you know, being so new and, you know, being a little bit in disarray and not quite having the setup in place yet for 17 and 18 year olds. What are your thoughts now on your decision to sign with Toronto FC?
Signing with them, with TFC in 2007, because it was a great experience for me at the time. And of course, I believe that everything happens for a reason, right? So a lot of people do say, like, oh, it probably wasn't the best decision for me for youngster, because it has taught me a lot just about the professionalism and stuff like that, and the demand from the coaches and stuff like that when transitioning from an amateur to a professional. So I think it was a pretty good decision, and look what the club has become now. You know what I mean? And just to be a part of that is amazing for me, and I think it is an accomplishment for myself.
After parting ways with TFC, you had trials in Germany and Poland. I'm wondering, what was that initial European experience like? You know, Europe is obviously has its differences from the MLS. And what did you gain from those early days in Europe?
Well, after parting with TFC, it was kind of difficult to find a club in Canada, especially. So I've always had like this vision of going over to Europe, so I decided to just travel there and see what it would be like, because the opportunity came about. I went to Germany with 1860 Munich, and that was unbelievable for me. Just the culture and the way things are set up and the way players are treated there, and the passion that they have for football, and also with Poland as well. So to go over there and experience that and to see that, it was an eye-opener for me. It made me realize, it basically expanded my mind to believe that I can make it to a higher level. So I think those opportunities of those trials were 100% a benefit for me in football, and just what I can give back to people and talk about the experiences and stuff like that. So I think it was pretty good.
Several years back, you then made the decision to go back to school and get a business degree. This was during a time in which there weren't as many outlets, such as maybe League One Ontario, to currently keep yourself involved in high-level soccer. What was your mindset regarding your pro career while you were at school? And, you know, how did you keep yourself in that top level of fitness during the time, you know, knowing that, you needed to be ready at any moment to maybe go on another trial or make a jump to another team?
Mm-hmm. Well, I spent most of my life playing with like the provincial team, the national team, then when going on to TFC. So transitioning from a professional going to school was a bit difficult. And I say that because just the feedback and stuff that I was getting, it wasn't very positive. A lot of people started to diminish my dreams, like a lot of close people that I had around me. So for me to go to school, I always had in the back of my mind exactly what I wanted to do. I always kept that vision. Besides what was going on around me and what people were saying, I always had that vision. So me going to school was a decision that I had to make. I felt it was a good decision because at the same time I'm getting education and I'm training regularly. The level may not be what I wanted it to be, but it was still good at the time. So my mindset at that time was I was focused strictly 100% on football. I remember in my second year, I said to myself that I'm gonna and do everything that a professional footballer would be doing, despite where I was, despite my surroundings and stuff like that. So I would wake up in the morning, I would train, I would eat regular meals, I'd go to class, and I kind of tailored my lifestyle to what I wanted to become. So my mindset at that time was strictly just to get back on track and get back to where I wanted to be, get back on the road to where I wanted to be. So, yeah.
In 2010, you made your way to the west coast of Canada and played for the Victoria Highlanders under head coach and former Canadian international Ian Bridge. It was while playing for the Highlanders that you were scouted by a Swedish club. You know, you're a Toronto guy. I'm wondering, at that time, do you think it was vital for you to be playing in either Vancouver, Montreal, or Toronto in order to be able to track the notice of the right people?
Yeah, I believe that was when I went to Victoria. that was my goal, to be honest with you, Steve. Like, after my first year of university, I had a friend that suggested an opportunity to go to Victoria and play for the Highlanders. Jamar Dixon, who is my friend, who suggested that idea, and he mentioned that Ian Bridge would be coaching. So I did go, and I did have a goal in mind to try and make one of the big Canadian teams, such as Vancouver, Edmonton, Toronto, or Montreal. But when the opportunity to go to Sweden came about, it's like, I can't explain it really. It was like an eye opener for me to say, okay, AJ, you can go to Europe. You know what I mean? You can make it over there. You can succeed over there. So I did have that initial thought, an initial goal to play for a major Canadian team. So that was my, I guess, the reason for me going to Victoria.
As your story takes you back to Europe, it reminds me a little bit of the Jay DeMeritt story in the movie that came out a few years ago, in that you and your friend Jamar Dixon were basically following a dream in Sweden, you know, and at times nothing went right, and you ultimately had to make a decision about whether to give up or return to Toronto. Can you talk a little bit about that time and how much of a character building experience it was for you?
Oh man, that trip to Sweden was, it changed my life. It changed my life and just changed my whole outlook on life. I can tell you a bit about the story. I'll just put it in a nutshell for you. Basically, when we got to Sweden, everything that we had planned did not go accordingly, like nothing. So we had the opportunity to go and try out for a team, a top club now in Sweden. I think at the time they were in the second division in Sweden, but they moved up to the top. And so we went there, and I guess the communication with the guy that, the man that kind of lined up the trial, the agent or whatever, the communication between him and the club wasn't good, wasn't stable. So when we got to Sweden, they weren't expecting us for another few months. So we had to basically adjust and go from there. But they allowed us to train. They gave us an opportunity, of course, to trial, because we were supposed to go there in the first place. But the timing that we went, we weren't able to sign anything, to sign a deal or anything until August, until the transfer window opened. So we were back at square one, you know? So we basically had to make a decision. It's like, do we go home, or do we continue to pursue this dream and pursue the vision that we had? Because we're already in Europe, and it didn't make sense at that time to go home. Despite money, despite a place to sleep, despite everything, it didn't make sense to go home because we were chasing something. So we made a decision to stay and try out for a few teams, knock on a few doors, and eventually things worked out for the greater good, man. But definitely a trip that changed my life, and for sure a character builder for me, for myself, and I can probably say the same thing for Jamar.
Yeah, you ultimately ended up signing with a club in Sweden and playing professionally there. I'm wondering, how much of an impact did really being able to immerse yourself in the European football culture and playing in a top European league have on you as a player from Canada?
Be honest, because they, coming from Canada, they look at you pretty differently as a footballer. They're so used to European kids coming over on trial and stuff like that, but it's at that time, as a player, you have to make a decision, like, you gotta expect that, you know what I mean? But you gotta believe in your talent, I feel, and believe in your gift that you have to get you over those obstacles and get you over those humps when going over to Europe and places as this. Like, Sweden was difficult, man. It was very difficult to break into a team. It was very again, like I said before, Steve, it was just a learning experience for me, man. A very big learning experience. It taught me patience, first and foremost, to have faith is another thing. Just when I said having faith, I'm just speaking on the fact of, like, you don't know exactly what's going to happen, but you just believe that something is going to happen, you know? So it was definitely a learning lesson for myself, but a very good experience.
Following your time in Sweden, you made the move to Poland and had a deal in place to play for the club. And I might butcher this, but Zagłębie Wałbrzych. How did I do there?
It's Zagłębie Sosnowiec or something like that. I can't really pronounce it.
Okay, so I was a ways off, but you know, I think a lot of times maybe there were eye-opening experiences with respect to you know, to football and coaching and all the, you know, the football elements. When you went to Poland, you had a deal that ultimately fell apart due to complications with agents and finances. So I'm wondering, how much of an eye-opening experience was that with respect to the business side of things in European football?
That just made me, well, after my time in Sweden, I had the opportunity to go to Poland, like you were saying, and try out for a team. And the trial went well, man. I was there for about 2 weeks. Everything was on the table to sign, but there was a communication problem and, I guess, business problem between the agents I was working with at the time and the club. So, as a player, you really want to stay away from that, you know what I mean? You don't want to get caught up in that and in the mix of things. But I don't know, it just made me appreciate the opportunities that are coming now in my life. It made me appreciate them more and just look at it from a different perspective. I was, at the time when that was happening, I was a bit concerned because I really wanted to play and I really wanted to get into a club at the time. And that club was a fantastic club. It was a great club in Poland. So I guess it just taught me to monitor the business side a bit more and to be more conscious of what's going on around me, you know. But it was also a good learning experience as well, man.
In 2013, you had the opportunity to come back to North America and go on trial for Frank Yallop and the San Jose Earthquakes in the MLS. Mm-hmm. But even with the trial going well, you found yourself up against the domestic roster rule in Major League Soccer. You strike me as a very positive person. However, obviously that was probably very disappointing for you. What feedback did Frank Yallop give you at that time, and what did you take away from that experience?
That was pretty difficult for me as a player. And I say this because just going to San Jose was amazing. And to know that Frank Yallop was coaching and also Mark Watson was there as well. So when things didn't go well, when things didn't go due, like I wasn't able to sign, Frank basically told me, like, he said, "Hey, kid, keep on going, man. This is not the end of the road, you know. Something will happen." So he was an amazing guy, amazing person, amazing coach, very positive, very, very positive, gave me good feedback. Sorry, Steve, something in my throat. But yeah, he was very positive. He gave me very good feedback, and he just told me to keep working, man, to keep going, keep believing, you know, that these things will happen on my journey. Not everything will work out, but for something that goes wrong, there's always something better to come. So I really took that and I ran with it and enjoyed my time, learned a lot from him as well as a player, just in the coaching sessions and off the field as well. So really good guy, and I really enjoyed the experience.
It seems like during much of your career, you've maybe been a little bit behind the eight ball due to the fact that you're Canadian, which isn't unprecedented, although we see more opportunities coming these days. You know, considering that Canada now has those five high-level professional clubs in Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, Edmonton, and Ottawa, do you see things improving significantly for the next generation of Canadian players? And would you yourself like to play your club football in Canada again someday?
Yeah, I think over the past, let's say, 6-7 years, Canada has come very far in football. A lot of progress, both on the professional level and, I feel, even with the national team as well. Of course, the results may not say so, but I just feel that it's growing. You know what I mean? We have a new coach coming in. A lot of young guys getting opportunities from being at these clubs, such as Toronto, MLS, Montreal in the MLS, Vancouver in the MLS, Edmonton, and also Ottawa. So I think it has made a lot of progress from when I was playing here with TFC. And 100%, sometime in my career, I would love to come home and play for any one of those teams. So 100%.
It's been a few years since you've worn a Canada kit. Is getting involved with the Canadian national team again something that you aspire to?
Most definitely. That would be, for me, Steve, that would be the first thing. You know, my main goal would be to put on the Canadian shirt once again. I remember when I was younger and just putting on the shirt and playing in front of your family and your friends, representing your country, it is always an honor. So 100%, that would be amazing for me and a definite goal for myself.
And one final question for you. At 26 years old, you're still a young man, but you're also kind of entering those prime years as a player. What's next for you, and what goals have you set for yourself through these next 3 years of your prime time as a player?
I just pretty much want to stretch out my career as long as possible. Possibly make it to one of the biggest leagues in the world, whether it be in England, in Spain, Italy, even back to Finland or the MLS. It doesn't really matter to me. I just want to add a little bit of longevity to my career and enjoy the time that I have left, and just really be a representation for people that lost their way in a goal or a dream and found it hard to get back on road. Just to let them know that it's possible. I want to be that person, you know. So as far as my career goes, I just want to get to a higher level and keep improving, keep getting better, keep learning, and also once again just to put on the Canadian shirt.